Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to part two here. And now actually is a time where you need to do some work. And I'm glad that I'm not standing in the room by myself here, that you actually did come back. And I know it's probably because of the lunch, which we're going to be serving in 2 hours. But hey, here's what we're doing right now. I want, after the first hour where I told you about the consumer data revolution, I want now with you to explore what the effect of the consumer data revolution is on marketing. And marketing is more than just printing nice catalogs. Marketing is really, well, marketing really is four things, the four P's of marketing, which most of you probably have encountered at some stage. Marketing means that you have to clear what is your product, law? What's your product? Second one is, how do you do the pricing? Third one is, how do you do promotions? And the fourth P is, how do you do placement? So not very deep, but it's one of those things which have survived the last 20, 30 years. Actually, do you think anything is missing?
So Andreas, for the first
give me one second. Do you think anything missing? In the West, we say something sells. What is it that sells? So I think people say there should be another P there. But maybe not. But I think the P I wanted to have there is platform. Because if you think about what's been happening, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Google, actually the last item I want to discuss is how do actually platforms play a role in marketing? Okay, that's what we're doing for the next about 45 minutes. Steve, do you want to give instructions? No, actually, we do it this way. We go systematically, each group, I give you about 5 minutes, all of you, to think about the first item, which is product. And then I will collect, Steve and I will actually walk through the room and, you know, hear what you're saying, and try, maybe if you have questions, you can raise your arm. We help you a little bit. And then we'll move to the second item, to the third, and to the fourth. I think it's better than splitting it up, because ultimately these are not that big topics, but I want us to have small steps, which we can do with high energy, as opposed to giving you 45 minutes. At that stage, you know, you all know each other. I know how it goes in Singapore really well, but you still haven't started on the first problem. Okay, so to give you some feeling of what I'm expecting here, just, I believe in giving some examples so it's not totally out of the blue here. When we are talking about a product, so what I want you to think about is how has the product changed? What are the features, the benefits? How can you do versioning? How can you learn? What are the time scales of product? Product development used to be half a year. If you make a new packaging for Darkie, the toothpaste, they renamed it, I hear, for political reasons. It is probably half a year process until the data come back. Now it's half an hour process. What is collaboration? What are virtual gifts? These are all examples on a product. Pricing, similar promotion, similar placement. So these are just little things I want you to think about. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we'll do is for the next 5 minutes, and we need to keep strict time here. It is now on my watch, which is probably not the most accurate one, 5 minutes to 11. In the next 5 minutes, you talk on your table. What is the effect of the consumer data revolution? Draw on the examples which we did in the first hour, or come up with other examples, on product. How do you think your product can be a better product given that we live in a world of bidirectional communication? Given in a world which we can instrument. Instrumenting the world, DHL is a wonderful example, where you know where each package is, as opposed to it's somewhere on a ship on the ocean and good luck whenever it will come. Push it one step further, you know actually when the guy will show up at your house. So why not send a short message an hour beforehand saying, dude, better be home. Otherwise, you know, he has to come back tomorrow. Homework, group assignment for the next 5 minutes. Think about product. How is product being influenced by the consumer data revolution? Any questions about what you're doing in the next 5 minutes?
Are you looking for specific examples?
Specific examples. Pick maybe one company off your table and say, hey, you all help Stu to figure out how would the product he has, a website called Friday, how would that product be better given the data people provide? or OCBC, or you know, whatever you decide here you have. So not 5 minutes of talking about how your evening went, what you're doing for dinner today, but it's time to think about, please, 5 minutes, how can the consumer data revolution help your product? Okay.